time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Well, unfortunately, over the last several months, it's just been a barrage of depressing news coming out of St. Louis. And if you look at what's happened with the Cardinals, it can't get much more depressing than that.
Yes.
But I've got a bright spot for you.
A historical day, Michael.
Our own Tom Ackerman, the sports director of KMOX, will be in the broadcast booth tonight on Bally Sports Midwest,
Michael.
Midwest. And he joins us now here on KMOX. Tom, despite how bad the Cardinals are, a dream come true for you tonight, my friend.
Yeah, it'd be even better if they play well. I mean, you want a great, entertaining product, and I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, it'll be a fun night, regardless for me, just to be up there and be in the booth. But, you know, you're basically just carrying the message of the team, what they do on the field, and kind of...
Oop, I think maybe we disconnected from our own Tom Ackerman.
The product,
oh, there he
you
is.
Know, and Jim Edmonds and I will be up in the booth talking about it.
Yeah, you know, and you've started here,
yeah.
You know, right out of college, and you, rose to become the sports director at KMOX. I have to imagine, given your passion for sports, that doing play-by-play for a St. Louis Cardinal game is something that you probably have dreamed about for many years. This has got to be an amazing day in the life of Tom Ackerman today. Well, we're having some issues with the bridge over here.
Well, maybe he'll call in. He's on the bridge, which means that he's sitting in his house on a computer.
He is.
But hopefully we'll get him to call
in. I'm here, guys.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, go right ahead, Tom.
You guys hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't. So you're going to have to call in on the phone line. But I'm excited to hear Tom. You know, Tom is...
Well, I hope we can hear him.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Go right ahead, Tom.
Yeah, sorry about that. So what happened, I'm actually doing this on my iPhone. Very, very amazing app, actually. But it doesn't work so well when you get a phone call. So the phone rang, and I just put myself in airplane mode. That's how it works.
All right, stop calling Tom Ackerman out there. Go ahead, Tom.
So to answer your question, it is a dream come true. I know I probably got cut off when I was talking earlier, but really, you know, you are bringing it to people. So it really is up to the product that's on the field, and the Cardinals playing well will be even better. And we want to, of course, have an entertaining broadcast. But if they don't play well, you got to be able to tell people what's going on. And that's why having Jim Edmonds up there, a player that I covered and have spent a lot of time around, will be great for me. I love being able to talk ball with him and kind of get his perspective on things and what's going on out there. I mean, this team is not playing well, and for a lot of reasons. It's not for whatever reason. It's for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
We can sit there and pick them apart, and we'll do some of that tonight unless they turn this thing around and put some energy in the place.
Yeah, I would like to talk baseball with you here in a minute, but Tom, you know, I heard you speak the other day, and you talked about how your father got you into baseball. Of course, your father died. You had shared it when you were quite young. This has to be a special day, not only for Tom Ackerman, but for your mom and the rest of your family, too, as part of what you'll be doing tonight is honoring your father.
I really appreciate it. I will be. And, you know, my dad, when I was young, took me to games just like many of your fathers did and moms did. My dad really supported my interest in broadcasting. And that was the biggest thing for me is that, you know, we had a family business. My dad was in the drapery business. He was the co-founder of Sunshine Drapery, if people remember that on Page. And, you know, I was in line to follow him in that business. And when I was a kid, he saw my interest in broadcasting, and he supported it and helped me be around sports. We were very friendly with a lot of coaches and former coaches. And when I was growing up, I learned how they talked to each other, coaches and former athletes. And I spent a lot of time around people in sports and, you know, traveled around with my dad, who was my best friend. And so to be able to do that was a huge, huge building block for me. And when he died of a heart attack in 1993, so almost 30 years ago, I had just graduated from high school. And, You know, here again, he went to the University of Missouri. I fell in love with Indiana, and he didn't even blink. He said, you know, well, let's go look at it. And we went to Indiana, and here's this Missouri Tiger through and through who said, you know, I know you want to go to Indiana to study broadcasting, and I did. And you know, it was growing up and having that support where he said to me, I'll never forget he said this. He said, what you're trying to get into is very competitive. He said, but I support it, and I know you're going to do it. You know, he said, do you want to do this? And I said, yes. He said, then you will. You will do this. And, it takes a lot of hard work.
And look at you now. You know,
so I think about him all the time, and yeah, definitely. I mean, being up there tonight, he'll be right there with me.
Well, the drapes are going to open on the play-by-play career of Tom Ackerman this evening down at Busch Stadium against the Detroit Tigers. Do you have a signature home run call yet?
No, I think we'll just let it see how it goes, you know, see how it goes. When the ball goes out, see what I say. I don't know. Well, I think it has to be spontaneous, whatever you end up saying. And I think it depends on the home run and situation, too. So I think they're all going to be a little bit different.
Well, there you go. And let's hope that we get this thing turned around. Jordan Montgomery on the hill tonight for the Cardinals. He's been, you know, arguably our most effective starting pitcher this season on a consistent basis. None of the starting pitching has been anything to write home about. Jake Flaherty with just a horrible outing yesterday. Adam Wainwright comes back on Saturday. You're going to be calling that game as well. What do you expect to see out of Adam Wainwright as he takes the mound here for his final season?
Well, he'll definitely battle. You know, I don't know how much you can expect. Is he going to go in and dominate a game? But there's no doubt he's going to go in there and try to be as efficient, and he'll be super competitive and give you the best chance to win. And, you know, this goes back to what Jack did yesterday. What Jack needs to do, what all these starters need to do, is just settle things down and be stable. Nobody is asking them to dominate a game, although that would be great. I think what we need to get back to here is that the starting pitcher on that day, you can look and say, all right, we're good today. If you're the Cardinals, we're good today. Now let's go get our 4, 5, 6 runs and get out of here and get this win, because our pitcher is going to give us a chance to win. It does start there. And yesterday that game was basically over in the third inning or second inning, you know, and that's what Adam will try to do. That's what Jordan Montgomery is going to try to do tonight. And that is the number one thing with this team, is the rotation's got to get things settled. And then everything else, I think, should start to normalize. I mean, Nolan Arenado is not going to be like this all year. The defense is not going to be like this. It should get back to where it used to be. The base running should be a plus. They just haven't had enough people on base to do anything. And they've got to get back to the point where they're playing consistent ball, but it probably will take a jolt of something. I mean, it's got to be one big moment in a game that loosens everybody up, or maybe it does take one of the players, a leader in that clubhouse, to say, hey, guys, I mean, they don't have to flip over tables or anything, but say, you know, to grab this thing and be the leader and say, we need to be better. And, you know, and everybody understands what their role is, and their role will contribute to consistent winning. And it's easier said than done, but the Cardinals are in a situation here where if they don't get it going soon, it's going to be over.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite clear. And, you know, there's no silver bullet out there in terms of a stopgap measure, bringing somebody up, acquiring somebody. Nobody's going to trade talent at this stage of the season in any kind of meaningful way. So there's no such thing as a quick fix for this team. We're going to have to sink or swim with the cast we've got, right?
Yeah, I mean, they could make a trade in July, but until then, there aren't enough teams that think they're out of it. I mean, the Pittsburgh Pirates are leading the division, for crying out loud. So, you know, you've got a lot of teams that still think they're really good. And I think that some teams are going to eventually fall out of the race, and the Cardinals could very well be one of those that are going to have players to move. But until then, you know, there is no quick fix on the outside. Everybody has leverage on you now. Everyone knows what the Cardinals' problems are. So, you know, you've got to just ride this thing out. Now, you could dip into Memphis. I mean, Matthew Liberatore has been really good. You could go get him and put him in the rotation. Zach Thompson's being stretched out to be a starter, which is, I think, pretty smart move, actually. I think he's really good. But that's a ways away. You know, so there is no, the Cardinals, no, Jordan Walker coming back is not going to fix the team as good as he is. You know what's going to fix the team? The stars have to be great. They get paid a lot of money to do it. Goldschmidt, Arenado, Contreras, starting pitching. And if they are, then everything will come back to normal. I just fear that 12 games under 500 is a really deep hole. And anything lower than that, they're not going to be able to climb out of that crater.
Well, we're all going to be tuned in tonight. I certainly am. Tom Ackerman making his debut as the voice of the Cardinals on Bally Sports Midwest, doing the play-by-play for this weekend series against the Detroit Tigers. Tom, congratulations. We are so proud of you. Bring us a couple of winners at least, huh?
Boys, I appreciate your support. I'm going to do my best, see if we can get a little mojo going, get this team going.